Okay. So raise your hand in this section if you're going to receive your first Holy Communion today. Raise them high. Good. Okay. So are you guys excited? Okay. So hopefully you'll get more excited. You need to get more excited. So it's a very special day for all of you, right? So if you kind of look around, you know, you notice that there's probably, you know, family, other, you're with your family, there's other family who might be here that maybe you don't see very much. You're dressed a little bit nicer than you normally would when you come to church. And raise your hand if you've received some gifts today. Gifts or boxes or anything to bless. Any of you guys receiving those today? Well, don't worry. If you haven't yet, you probably will. Normally, a lot of times in your first communion, you'll get like Bibles and rosaries and scapulars and all kinds of different things that you'll receive. And those are all really good things. And I've actually got another gift that I'm going to tell you guys about in a little bit, so just kind of hold your suspense. But none of those gifts compare with the greatest gift that you guys are going to all receive tonight, which is Jesus in the most holy Eucharist. Tonight you're going to receive what looks like just ordinary bread and wine, but really what you're receiving is Jesus' body and blood. His body and blood. So when you consume the Eucharist, you'll actually have Jesus, just like you consume other food, you'll have Jesus dwelling inside of you. You'll have his grace as part of your life, meaning you'll be able to live life with him, which is very special. Todos ustedes han recibido muchos regalos, por ejemplo, rosarios, Biblias, escapularios y otras cosas también. Todos esos son buenos regalos. Tengo otro regalo para darle más adelante. Pero ninguno de esos regalos se compara con regalo más grande de todos. Recibir a nuestro Señor Jesucristo en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Es realmente Jesús. Es realmente es el nuestro cuerpo, sangre, alma y divinidad de Cristo. So there's two words that I have that I want to reflect with you guys all tonight a little bit and everyone else here. And that is to think about remaining and growing. Remaining and growing. Dos palabras reflexionar hoy. Permanecer y crecer. Permanecer y crecer. So let's talk about remaining for a little bit. So Jesus gives us an image that we heard in our gospel about a vine and branches. Now, how many of you who are receiving your first communion, how many of you, your parents have like a garden at home? Maybe a farm or something like that, right, where you grow plants. Okay, so a few of you. So when even if you just grow like a house plant, like inside your house. So whenever you grow something, right, you'll have like roots that'll take hold. You'll have like a vine or a stem that it has to be on, and a flower. And there'll be branches that'll go on that flower. You see that in plants, you see that in vines, you see that in trees, whatever it is. Now, is it possible for those branches to stay alive without the vine that they're attached to, without the root they're attached to? No, it's not. It's not possible. You need the vine to be able to hold up the branches. And so Jesus is using that as a comparison for us. So Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. And without him, we can do nothing. Nothing can be held up without him. We would fall and wither without him. We need him. We need him in our lives. En el Evangelio escuchamos acerca de un vid y pámpanos. En un jardín necesitas raíces en enredadera para hacer crecer la planta. De la misma manera, necesitamos permanecer en Jesús para crecer espiritualmente. So, we also heard with that, in our first reading, we hear about the church growing. There's this guy named Saul, who becomes St. Paul. He has this big conversion, right? He's going around, he's persecuting all these Christians, and then he has a vision that he sees, and he converts. But people are still a little suspicious about him. They're like, well, we don't really trust this guy. You were just persecuting Christians 5 minutes ago. But his friend Barnabas says, no, he's okay, he's fine. and they trust him. And they trust him, and the church grew, not because of anything St. Paul did, but because of Jesus, that the church multiplied and it grew. And so it's the same with us. Like, the church grows because of Jesus. And all of you here, you are the future of the church. You are the growth of the church. And so we need Jesus to be able, to be able to grow. Además, escuchemos en nuestra primera lectura que la iglesia crecía en número, porque la gente confiaba en Jesús, aunque inicialmente no confiaban en Saulo, quien simplemente tuvo una visión y se convirtió a cristianismo. So, because you guys are the future of the church, you have, in order for you to grow, you have to remain with Jesus. And the way that you remain with Jesus is to continue to receive him in Holy Communion. This is your first communion, but it shouldn't be your last communion. You should continue to come back to Mass, come back to church to receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Because apart from him, you can do nothing. We need him. We need him in our lives so that way you can grow spiritually, and so the church can also grow as well. ¿Cómo permanecemos con Jesús? Necesitamos recibirlo en la Sagrada Eucaristía. Necesitamos su gracia en nuestra vida. Esto significa que debemos volver a misa todos los domingos. Esta no debería ser la última vez que te veamos. Traiga a sus hijos todas las semanas. Es muy importante para ellos y para todos ustedes recibir esa gracia. So the other way that we grow and remain with Jesus is to know his calling for our lives. And that kind of leads me to the gift that I've got for you guys. The first gift, the most important gift, being the Holy Eucharist. But the other gift that I have is this prayer card here. If I could find it. So it's this prayer card. So who do you guys see on the front of this prayer card? Mary, right? You see Mary. And on the front, she's holding a rosary. There is at the top, it says, Jesus is calling you. And then below, there's a quote that says, do whatever he tells you. That comes from the Gospel of John, same gospel we actually just heard from today, where Jesus and Mary at her wedding, and the servants come up to her and say, Master, we have no wine. And after a little bit of an exchange, Mary tells the servants, do whatever he tells you. So Jesus then does his first public miracle of turning water into wine. And so Mary's asking the same of us, right? We are to do whatever Jesus tells us. And we're called to do lots of things. Your guys are called to do lots of things. You're called to go to Mass. You're called to pray. You're called to love your neighbor. You're called to do all kinds of stuff. And you're called to do it every single day of your lives. But you're also called to do something very specific in your lives. You will have what's called a vocation. A vocation means a calling for your life. And so on the back, there's a prayer to know my vocation. Prayer to know my vocation. So what I want you guys to do is to take this card, these cards, and we'll get them out after you guys, when you guys take your photos after Mass, to take this card and keep it somewhere special. If you got a Bible that you're receiving from your first communion, keep it in that. If you've got a special place or a special prayer space in your house, keep it there. And have your families pray it with you. Because it's very important that we pray and know our vocation, to know what God is calling us to do. Now, if you're a girl, raise your hand. Okay, got a couple girls. So, a few girls. So, some of you girls are going to be might be called to be religious sisters. You might be called to live in community, to pray, to do works of service. We have a few religious sisters here in the church. We have Sister Gregoria. We have Sister Yolanda, Sister Julieta, who are part of the Passionist Sisters from Mexico that come and help us. And so, like them, you girls might be called to do that, to be married to the church, in a sense. If you're a boy, raise your hand. Okay. So you boys might be called, I might have a couple different callings. You might be called to be brothers, which is like being a religious sister, called to serve the church in some way, in an order to pray. But you might also be called to be priests, like Father Wesley and myself, to serve the church, to offer Holy Mass, to hear confessions, to to give baptisms, to anoint the sick, to do all these amazing things that priests get to do. You might have a call to be able to do that. The other call that you might all have, that most people have, is to be married, right? To love just like your parents love each other. And to be able to, and to have children, and to raise those children in the faith. So all of us have a calling, and all of you have a calling. So this prayer is to help you to know that calling, to ask Jesus to help you to know that calling. La otra manera de permanecer y crecer con Jesús es conocer su llamado para nuestras vidas. Tengo una tarjeta de oración aquí para ayudarte con eso. Es oración para conocer mi vocación o un llamado. Atrás, María en la frente. Guardalo en un lugar especial y rezalo todos los días. Los padres, para sus niños, deben rezarlo con sus hijos. Estamos llamados a glorificar a Dios o ser hermano religiosa, hermano religioso, o sacerdote, o casado. Necesitamos pedirle a Dios y permanecer con Él para convertirnos en las personas que Él nos llama a ser. So, take this prayer, pray it every day, and I want to conclude by saying this prayer with all of you. So, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I glorify God in all that I do. In mind, body, and spirit, I give my best to you. Help me to follow your will, no matter the call. Sister, brother, or priest, I promise my all. If you call me to marriage, I promise to love and to teach my own children to seek grace from above. Gloria al Padre y al Hijo y al Espíritu Santo, como al principio, ahora y siempre, por los siglos de los siglos. Amen.